John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Two northern papers have two different lead stories about the PSNI. The Irish News reports that a Sinn Féin councillor has said dissident Republicans have apologised after wrongly naming a woman as a police officer. The woman's name and address were included in a poster hung from a fence near a bus stop in Dungiven, County Derry, last week. Assistant Chief Constable Chris Todd said the bus shelter poster, which also featured the names of another woman and a man with addresses, was a clear attempt to intimidate police officers, staff and their families. According to the Belfast Telegraph, the former Chief Constable Hugh Ord is the only policing figure who can rescue the PSNI from its current crisis. It's quoting a former Assistant Chief Constable, Alan McQuillan, who said Ord was a towering figure in policing and should be brought in while a replacement for Simon Byrne is found. Mr. Byrne's counterpart in the Republic until recently, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, is the main story for the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. As the Star puts it, he is in Dubai to secure a deal to boot out the Kinahans. The paper says that Christy, Daniel and Christopher Kinahan Jr. have been based in the Emirate for most of the past decade, but Gardaí now want to extradite and charge them over major crimes. The Irish Daily Mirror reports in its lead story that a community has been left heartbroken after the body of an 8-year-old girl was recovered in a major search operation off the coast of Cork at Fountainstown Beach. As the Department of Integration desperately tries to find housing for people fleeing war-torn countries, Wicklow County Council has voted against two sites chosen for 68 modular homes, so the Irish Daily Mail reports. The two locations at Baltinglass and Dunlavin, if the vote had passed, would have been leased to the government for no longer than 3 years, solely for the purpose of the Ukrainian population. However, both motions were rejected, writes Ian Begley. Those who voted against outlined numerous reasons for the decision, he says, including lack of consultation. In other news, the state's budgetary watchdog has warned that the government risks undermining its credibility and repeating Ireland's past mistakes if it presses ahead with plans to breach its own spending rules each year until 2026. The pre-budget submission from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council gives the Irish Times its lead story. The Irish Examiner and Irish Independent both lead with the plans to make motorists slow down, which you may have heard about in the bulletin. Speed limits across national, local and arterial roads are to be cut significantly under a major overhaul aimed at addressing a spike in accidents and fatalities, says the Examiner. Speed limits to be slashed, says the Independent headline, over a report that under proposals to be brought to Cabinet within weeks, the speed limit on national secondary roads will go down from 100 kilometres per hour to 80. 80 kilometre per hour routes will go down to 60, and there will be a top speed of 30 kilometres per hour for urban roads such as town centres and housing estates.